There are various books on the market today a person can buy instructing that person as how to initiate themselves into any number of given magical traditions, the Golden Dawn, Wicca, Thelema, what have you. Are there benefits to practicing magic in a group, in a lodge, in a coven, whatever you want to call it, as opposed to practicing magic by yourself as a solitaire?
Again, it's a function of who you are, and I wouldn't accept the fractionalization of either or of being an individual practitioner or a group practitioner. I think for most people, both are essential. For some people, only a group is good, and for other people, only a solo practitioner is good. Again, it depends on who you are and where you are, and how much trust you have in your own integrity, and how much willingness you have to apply yourself to the various studies and the rituals involved. For example, you were to read Bob Wilson's book on Prometheus Rising, he says, well, be a Nazi for a day. And that's a very important point. Be an Orthodox Jew, even if you're a Christian or something else, for a month. See if you could do everything that's stated in the Torah to do. I've done that experiment for a number of years, and not being brought up as an Orthodox Jew, it required an immense amount of discipline and, I would have to say pain in a lot of ways to remember what shoe to put on first and what shoelace to tie first, and going through the ton of material of discipline that is required. And the same goes for the Golden Dawn or Thelema, or the rituals of the OTO, and the lifestyle of a true OTO person, master, student, versus the dabblers, which most people are, and that's perfectly all right. It's much like going to a nightclub, that opened up down the street. It's a new experience. And most people leave or burn out, or mostly leave. They get bored because they're not getting what they really want. Most people really want is attention, power, control, social interaction, and many of them are dysfunctional to the point where they can't get it in the normal ways that our society has designed for us, and we have designed for ourselves. Some people need more richness of stimulation in order for their minds to work and for them to be creative, and other people need a lot less. So somebody might go to a chaos magic ritual or initiation, and others may simply spend the time in the room staring at a spot on the wall, and that's not to degrade either one. Is that different people need different fixes, and these magical, the magical work provides enough fixes for just about everybody in order to reach their higher self or have peak experiences or have conversation with their holy guardian angel.